All right, Cindy, there's been a lot of activity in the zoning department this summer. A lot of things that you guys have purchased, sold, that sort of thing. Can you kind of give us a little recap of how the summer's gone for you guys so far?
Sure. It has been extremely busy. The city of Knoxville received a neighborhood stabilization grant from the Iowa Department of Economic Development in July of 2010. Through that program, we purchased 22 properties. Of the 22, we tore down 21 of those, and the other property was a rehab property that we were required to purchase. That one, we put some money into it, rehabbed it, put it up for sale, and actually at this point in time now, it has been decided that it is being sold to Habitat for Humanity. They have a family that was going to have a home built in Melcher, Dallas. They saw this house and decided they really liked it and were willing to relocate to Knoxville. So they will end up with that house, and then we sold 8 of the other vacant properties after demolition to Habitat for Properties. 2 of the houses are finished for sure, possibly 3. There are 2 that are in the process on West Marion. 705 East Main is just getting the basement dug. So those are moving right along. The city did keep 2 lots. One was the old Goff and Nash building, and we still haven't got all of the concrete tore out of there yet. There were some problems with some of the adjacent buildings were all kind of attached, so that one is kind of on a hold right now for finishing it. It may end up being a downtown parking lot for some of the area business owners so that they can get out of the 3-hour parking requirements. Could just end up being a total public parking lot. We don't really know for sure what the plans are for that yet. And then 1206 East Main was a small non-conforming lot that the city has decided to keep. It's directly across from Come and Go East, and we already own the corner lot, and this just attaches to it so that if they ever have to reconfigure that corner for the truck traffic coming off of Highway 5, it gives us a little more leeway for some right-of-way space. 4 of the lots were non-conforming lots, meaning that a standard lot is 60 by 120. 4 of these lots were only like 60 by 60, which meant when the house came down, another one could not be rebuilt back. But they are next to another non-conforming lot. So years ago, before zoning existed, somebody allowed those lots to be split, and there are 2 non-conforming properties built. So the intent is to work with the adjoining property owner and sell those other 4 lots back to the other property owner so they have a conforming lot. We still have 5 residential lots that we will be putting on the market soon to resale, and 1 commercial lot. The main thing with those properties is that they, because of the NSP program that came from Department of Economic Development, they can only be sold to persons who qualify under that 50 to 80% area median income for Marion County. So I have those guidelines here. If people are interested, they can call and find out what those income guidelines are to see if they would qualify for any of those lots.
And before we keep moving on, what is the economic stabilization grant that you guys received? What is that meant to do overall for a community?
It actually was meant to go into some neighborhoods that had dilapidated homes that had been sitting there that were abandoned. It was intended to purchase some foreclosed properties and rehab them. Unfortunately, we only ended up with 1 of those that we were able to get hold of because of the guideline requirements. So it basically was meant to go in and restabilize a neighborhood that was starting to kind of deteriorate. You know, the old saying is once you get started with 1 house, maybe somebody else will see what's been done with it and try to fix up theirs next door. So that's basically just to kind of go in and rejuvenate some areas that were starting to deteriorate.
Okay, cool. And so you guys think you've done a successful job on that so far, purchasing those 22 properties?
Yes, most of them worked really smoothly. I did find out that there was a little more involved in the program than what I thought. I spent a lot of extra time clearing child support, credit card liens, you name it, it was on them. So these obviously aren't the property that you just go in and buy and they're clear title. They had a lot of problems to them. So we did spend a little extra time getting them cleared. The city attorney, Bob Stuyvesant out of Carlisle, helped with a lot of that as well. But it was a cumbersome project, and thankfully we're on the downhill slide of it. So,
all right, so what else is coming up next now?
Well, we've also, over the course of the summer, Actually, there was one property that we tried to purchase through the NSP grant from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and they rejected our offer twice on it. And recently, a real estate agent out of Newton called back and wanted to know if the city was still interested in the property because it had not sold. So I took it to the city council to see if they were interested. We did end up purchasing it for a very reasonable amount of money. It's located at 901 West Main. It's down by the stadium. It's an older red house that's, again, pretty dilapidated. So that one, the city council authorized to purchase. That one will be demolished and put up for sale, and there won't be any income guideline qualifications on it whatsoever. We also have two other ones that are in the condemnation process that we could potentially end up with yet this fall. We received a property at 206 West Montgomery through condemnation court action on August 19th that will be coming down as well. That property owner has till the end of September to remove any personal items out of it. Working on, the purchase of two more that are not final at this time, so I don't want to give any addresses. But then we also purchased at an auction this last Saturday, 1510 and 1512 West Pleasant, which is the old, goes clear back to Park Lane Motel, Patty's Place, Jim's Bar and Grill, Chingawati's. It's had a lot of different uses. It's on the south side of the VA campus area, and it houses all the small cabins, and there's a house in the back, a house adjacent to it. And right now the city council's plan is to just demolish the entire site, reseed it, and then try and figure out what they want to do with it, whether they want to. It's zoned commercial, so it could be resold as a commercial lot for development, or there's a possibility it could be rezoned to residential and lots could be sold for new housing on it. So it just kind of depends on, after we get it down, what we see, what the need is, and what people express interest in.
And I suppose that will have to do too with possibly how the VA campus plans develop as well.
Exactly. There could be something that could end up as a commercial use across from the campus that it would work perfect for, and, you know, so that might be a good use for it.
All right. Is there anything else you had?
We do have a couple of other properties that we have the condemnation process started on, and these, again, are dilapidated homes that have kind of sat, and people tend to kind of sit on them for a while. So the process that we start is with a certified letter to the owner and everyone involved. It gives them 60 days to either fix the property or tear it down, or we go through court action to force the issue. We are having a special council meeting today at 11:45 to resurrect a CDBG grant from 2007. It had been passed and an administrator had been hired to run the program from down in Sheraton, who actually got sick and had to take a leave of absence. And she is back working again and had contacted the city to see if we were still interested in the grant. That one is a CDBG grant, is a community development block grant, very similar to the NSP grant, except this one is for specifically for rehabbing. There is no tear down. It is for $265,000, and it is to be spent over 8 owner-occupied houses. So the council is going to meet today to determine if they want to proceed with that grant so that the public will know when and where they can apply for applications. That grant is to cover things like if a person needs new windows, new siding, if they've got heating, plumbing, electrical issues. It can be used for siding if they've got, you know, bad siding that's not keeping the weather out of their homes, or insulation, things like that. So again, that is for low to moderate income people, and those people for that grant have to meet the 80% area median income level, which, again, I have those figures here at City Hall. If persons are interested, they are more than welcome to call and find out if they qualify under those guidelines.